This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
That's right, and welcome back to Wagner. Matt Watson on 1210 KOKK. It's set here. An opening week of football is underway. We are at the break as Wagner comes back to regain the lead. They have led since the beginning, but they led 18-0 at one point. Miller scored a couple of times to make it 18-14, and Wagner with a late score here at towards the end of the half to extend their lead, I guess would be a better way to put it here. 26-14, Wagner leads at the break. Scoring summary looks like this. Opening quarter, 4:18 to play in the first. It was a 40-yard pass Gannon can able to Hunter Lotak. The two-point run failed, and Wagner led 6-0. One more in the opening frame from the hometown Red Raiders. 1:31 to play in the first. A 32-yard Jet Green run. The extra point was missed, and at the end of a quarter, it was 12-0 Wagner. They scored right away again in the second with 11:55 to play. An 11-yard Garrett Knable run. The extra point was missed. At that point, it was 18-0, and the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers would make a run. 15 seconds later, it was a 61-yard pass. Derek Rugeman to Colby Colden. That was with 11:40 to play in the half. Ijar Ortega hit an extra point to make it 18-7. Rustlers scored again with 5:32 to play in the second. Another pass play. Derek Rugeman to Isaac Hunter. Again, Ijar Ortega with the extra point made it 18-14. Miller Highmore Herald would try to hold off Wagner as they did get the ball back after the break, but Wagner did end up with the score with 25 seconds to play in the second. Jet Green takes the touchdown up the middle. The two-point run by Knable was good, and that brings us to our halftime score of Wagner 26, Miller Highmore Herald 14. Well, scoreboard updates, at least past tonight, are brought to you by Lori and Kylie at the Mirror. They offer cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. You can stop in 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron, or you can call for an appointment with Lori, 883-HAIR. For an appointment with Kylie, call or text her at 605-553-1628. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown Huron, and I got to get with Mr. Duffy and find out where to get the scores this year. The scorecard not working out for me here. I re-downloaded it, still not working out. So we'll see before next week. We'll find a way to get you some scores to pass along. The one we know for sure right now, Wagner 26, Miller Highmore Herald 14. And let's see here. Oh, it came up. Let's see if we're going to get some scores. Oh, my word, we are. All right, let's run through and see what we got. Remember, the scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. We got across the area. DeSmet leading Castlewood with a minute to play in the first half. DeSmet 14, Castlewood 12. Viber Gurley all over Sunshine Bible Academy. That's 41-0, 3 minutes to play in the half. Del Rapids St. Mary's, Blank and Waverly South Shore at the half, 22-0. Northwestern and Hitchcock Tulare. It says here are underway, but don't have a score to pass along as of yet. Of course, Hitchcock Tulare coming out the gate rated number one. Let's see, 9A, Woltie Westington is up 50-0 on Iroquois Lake Preston, so that one probably going to end early. As we mentioned, DeSmet leading Castlewood. Northwestern and Hitchcock Tulare, I think they've kicked off, but we just haven't got any scoreboard updates so far from that one. Markston all over Kimball White Lake, 46-14. Let's see, Hamlin, Blank in Florence Henry. Howard beating Hanson, 14-0. Getting some 11-man scores from the area. Let's see if we got any from the area. Again, not everybody getting underway tonight. Dual leading Clark Willow Lake, 6-0, with 10 minutes to play in the third. Woonsocket and Weston and Springs, Sanborn Central on top of Mount Vernon, Plankinton, 22-0. And a lot of the bigger schools not starting until next week. In fact, 11B, the only 11-man level to play here this week. And that is your scoreboard. Your scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. We will go through some individual numbers here after another 3-minute break. More halftime shows coming up at the half in Wagner. Red Raiders 26, Rustlers 14. Back in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today. Prostrello Motors in Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Prostrello's will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Prostrello's will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wagner. Red Raiders, a 26-14 lead. About 3 or 4 minutes here before we get going with the second half. Let's take a look at the numbers. First, for the visiting Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers. On the ground, Eric Brueggemann, 8 carries, 26 yards. Colby Colda, 5 carries, 6 yards. 14 carries. So, well, 13 carries for 32 yards. They had a bad snap where they lost 20, and they had a sack where they lost 7. Miller Highmore Herald, the passing game. Derek Brueggemann is 4 of 11 for 133, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Isaac Hunter with 2 catches for 28 in the score. Colby Colda, a catch for 61 in the score. Kellen Hurd, a catch for 43. Again, Derek Brueggemann, 4 of 11, 2 touchdowns and a pick, and 133 yards. The Rustlers penalized 5 times in the first half for a total of 35 yards. For the hometown Wagner Red Raiders on the ground, they have ran up about 160 yards of offense. Gannon Cadabel, 6 carries, 27 yards and a touchdown. Jet Green, 14 carries, 134 yards and 2 scores. Green did also fumble, but he recovered said fumble. Gannon Cadabel, 2 out of 3 for 45 yards and a touchdown. Hunter Lotak, a catch for 40 and a score. Shay Gelgard, a catch for 5. That's the Wagner Red Raiders, about 45 in the air, 161 on the ground. You peel off 50 penalty yards. They were penalized 6 times in the first half for 50 yards. So I guess if Hunter Hewitt's going to have to find something to talk to him about here in the first halftime break, it's, penalty's probably going to come up, and probably for both teams. Again, the Rustlers 5 flags, Wagner 6, and of course the season opener, you would expect a certain amount of that. 26-14, Wagner by a dozen. One more two-minute break, and the second half will be underway. We're back in 2 minutes with the second half live from Wagner. 2 minutes on KOKK.
Prostrello Motors in Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Prostrello's will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Prostrello's will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with The Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At The Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wagner. Getting set for a second half of football here. Well, almost. They put up another three. Boy, they take long halftimes here in Wagner. They've put up a 15 to begin with, and now another three. We will take a look here at the Dakota Sports schedule. So here tonight, Miller Highmore Herald at Wagner. Tomorrow, back at it with the Minnesota Twins. The 6:10 first pitch as they host the Pittsburgh Pirates. 1:10 on Sunday. Twins off on Monday. Twins are then on the road for a Tuesday, Wednesday set at Milwaukee. Wednesday going to be a day game. And then they come back Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hosting Texas. Of course, Saturday, Sunday will be heard. Thursday will be heard. Next Friday, we'll have Falkton at Hitchcock Tulare, and the Tigers will start next Friday as well as they open against Key at Tiger Stadium. And of course, you can catch that one live over on Tiger 95 at 1340 KIJB. We'll have Falkton at Hitchcock Tulare for a 7 o'clock tip right here on 1210. KOKK. So let's send it back for one more 60-second break, and then we'll have a second half. Again, a break of a minute, 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back to Wagner here, set for a second half of play between the Red Raiders and the Rustlers. Miller Highmore Herald should be starting off here the second half with the football as Wagner comes on, gets set to kick it away. 26-14, Wagner leads. They jumped down to an 18-0 lead. Miller cut it to 18-14, then gave up a late touchdown to the Red Raiders to make it 26-14. of 14, trying to get you a score on Hitchcock Tulare, but not getting any updates there as they are home against, or no, they're at Northwestern to start off the regular campaign. And, of course, in defense of the 9B championship. Pass along any scores we do find, brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. All right, Miller Highmore Herald set to receive the kick to open the second half, trailing 26-14. Fresh 12 is up. Here's the run-up and the kick, and we're underway. Deep kick taken at the 15, back across the 20. The 25, it's cold. It cuts it back inside the 30, swipes by a tackler, and down at the 32. Looks like any scores have really changed here. Wolsey Westington up big early. Markston up big over Kimball. Stanley County tripling up Sully Butte. Freeman, Marion Freedom Academy leading Burke 50-12. Rustlers will start this one out at their own 33-yard line. First and 10, just underway in the second half. Wagner with a 26-14 lead, and Brueggemann in the first half, 4 of 11, 2 touchdowns and a pick. He threw for 133 yards. Isaac Hunter, a couple catches for 28. Colba, the big 61-yard sparker, as the Rustlers, a couple of quick scores, and now they will start off the second half nearly turning it over. Another high snap is over Brueggemann's head and all the way back to about the 15-yard line. So they'll lose 18. Second bad snap of the night, and that has cost them a total of 38 yards. This will now be a second and 28 from their own 15. 11:20 to play in the third. Second half just underway. Wagner, a late touchdown to extend their lead to 12. Rustlers were hoping to answer here to start the half, but start off putting themselves at a disadvantage. Here's Brueggemann. Fires over the middle, complete around the 18 or 19-yard line. Kellen Hurd on the catch. Dane Kuhlman able to make the stop, and they'll end up picking up about 4. So Brueggemann now 5 of 12, 137, a couple of touches and a pick, and now we'll set up for a third and a mile. They'll go third and 24 from their own 19. Brueggemann hauls in the snap, flushed out right side, man in his face, pass complete out across the 30, but won't quite get to the first down marker there. And then the completion there to Isaac Hunter. They needed 24. They got about 12. So the Rustlers set to punt. Hunter with a step will kick around his own 23. Green back to return. He'll set up at his own 38. Hunter, the left foot into the wind. Nice kick. Green going to take it at the 40. Sets up the blockers across the 45 to 50, 45-40 far sideline, 35-30, spun around and dropped. And another nice return by the Red Raiders, going to set them up at the Rustler 30 or just inside of it. Now Wagner again, the short field after the bad snap and three and out by the Rustlers. And had some momentum going there in the second. Let the Red Raiders get it back with that late score. Chance to kind of grab it back here to start the half. And now you got the bad snap back up deep in your own territory. And now a nice return by Breen. And Wagner with a 12-point lead. They'll go first and 10 from the Miller Highmore Herald 29. It's another Breen run. Cuts it in inside the 20. Head down inside the 15. 10-5. Stiff arm. Touchdown. Breen from 29 yards out. As this Rustler defense having a hard time containing Jet Breen. This one will come with 9:28 to play in the third. 29-yard jet green run, his third touchdown of the night. Make it 32-14, and the Red Raiders looking for a two-point conversion. Fifth touchdown. They have been successful on one of the previous four. They'll line up here looking for two more points with Knable in the gun, Breen to his right. Three receivers left, one right. 9:28 to play here in the third, and Wagner up 32-14. And they'll throw one up for grabs. Back of the end zone, it is incomplete. 9:28 to play quarter number three. Wagner 32, Miller Highmore Herald 14. Rustler's back with the football when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Wagner set to kick it away right to left. Rustler's into the wind here for this third quarter. 9:28 to play in the third, and Wagner a 32-14 lead. Red Raiders set to kick it off left to right here. Parker Petrie to kick, and this one taken across the 20, the 25. Colden trying to get to the outside. He got there, 35-40, got a block, cuts it back in. He's at midfield, spun around and dropped right at the 50-yard line. Nice return there by Colden, 32-14. Wagner an 18-point advantage, 9:16 to play in the third. Nice return there, sets Miller up at midfield for their first drive, second drive of the second half. Rustlers ran into some problems first play of the third quarter. A high snap, lost 18 yards. That was the second time that had happened tonight. So that'll be something that will get worked on, talked about in practice here as they get ready for week two. Rustlers, still plenty of life left in this one. 9:16 left in the third, down 32-14. Motion man right to left, and there's the false start. We'll see if Red Raider jumped across or if one official says that happened first, but I don't think so. Oh, it is. Be an offsides call against Wagner. So for the Red Raiders, their seventh penalty, 55 yards. And the Rustlers will pick up five and go first and five from the 45-yard line of Wagner. Brueggemann set from the gun. Colden next to it. 3-4 receivers right. On a first and five from the Red Raider 45. It'll be far side of the field. Colden trying to bounce it outside. Pick up of around three. Carson Lotak over to make the tackle, and the gain is actually four as it'll set up a second and one. Clock winding inside of 9 minutes left here in the third. Rustlers with a receiver left and two to the right. Brueggemann from the gun on a second short. The handoff, Colden tackled in the backfield. That'll go for a loss of four. Although mark him as a loss of three. And we'll make it third, no fourth, and about 4 yards. I guess it will be third because the other gets a penalty. So third and four, Rustlers, 44-yard line of the Red Raiders. The Honduras just had a flooding on the ground tonight. 13 carries, 32 yards. Actually, I think it's 15 now for 33, 16 for 33. Snap to Brueggemann on a 3rd and 4. Look at left side, whips it out, incomplete. So now a 4th and 4 in Red Raider territory at the 44-yard line, and with punting into the wind, it looks like, well, it looks like they will bring Hunter on. And it also looks like the wind has died down a little bit. Clock inside of 8 minutes to play in the third as the Rustlers will burst in the second quarter there. Got back-to-back touchdowns with extra points, cut it to a 4-point game, but gave up the touchdown before the break, gave up another touchdown here in the third, and now they'll fake the punt. Isaac Hunter to run across the 40, and he's got a first down. So Hunter will get credit for a 5-yard run on the fake punt, and a big Rustler first down. They'll go 1st and 10 at the Wagner 39. And a lot of times, those are the plays that got to get things going again. We'll see if it works here for Miller, Highmore, Harrell. Again, they had a nice little spurt in the second, couple of touchdown passes. Like they had maybe put a little something together, but then gave up a couple of touchdowns. 32-14 Wagner, 7:20 left, third quarter. Miller left to right, 1st and 10 from the Wagner 39. Three receivers right and one left. Here's the snap. Brueggemann looking right. Launches, short pass, Coldicott at the 40, the 35, flips the tackle, spins, and down to the 32. Well, looks like they'll mark him at the 33 for a gain of 6. Brueggemann in the second half, 3 out of 4, 22 yards. 7 out of 15, 170 in the game, couple of touchdowns and a pick as we reach nearing the midway point of quarter number 3, 6:45 left in the third. Miller on a 2nd and 5 from the Red Raider 34. Quick pass, left side, complete. The 35 trying to bounce off a tackle. Oh, he did get away. Kellen Hurd there. It looked like they had him tackled about 3 times, but Hurd able to get away each time, and they'll pick up about 4 yards. It'll make it 3rd and 1. Well, Hurd's 3rd catch of the game, 3 catches, 51 yards on the evening so far. Like Hurd got out of bounds, stops the clock at 6:32 to play in the third, and Miller now on another 3rd and 1. Brueggemann from the gun, couple of receivers left, one right, Colda in the backfield. And Colda up the middle, first down and then some. It's still fighting down inside the 25 and now close to the 20-yard line. I don't see any flag or anything. They ought to be moving the chains, and now they will. From the 30 to the 22, we'll mark Colda down for a gain of 8. And an all-important Miller, Highmore, Harrell first down. 6:15 left in the third here. The Rustlers 1st and 10 from the Wagner 22. Red Raiders lead 32-14. Midway point of the third quarter here in Wagner. Back to pass. Far side pass complete inside the 20, but I thought I saw a flag, and I did. And we'll see what the penalty is. It was a completed pass for 4 yards, but what was it? Too many players on the field against Wagner. They were trying to run off, and Brueggemann smartly snaps the ball, so they had too many out there. So another 5-yard penalty. That'll be 8 penalties, 60 yards. Against Wagner tonight. Of course, that one is much Brueggemann as the Red Raiders. Is now a 1st and 5 at the Wagner 17. Brueggemann again from the gun. Jumbo set, one wide each side. Back to passes. Brueggemann flushed out two guys in hot pursuit, and now three. Brueggemann's going to try to run it, and he jumps out of bounds just inside the down marker. So he'll pick up like maybe a yard, if that. Not going to pick up anything. No gain, so a second and five. Again, stops the clock at 5:32 left in the third. Well, remember, Tigers in action next week. They host T at Tiger Stadium. You can catch that one over on Tiger 95. Here's a Brueggemann pass, complete for a gain of around three or four. Colda on the carry. Gain is three, makes it third and two. Rufflers knocking at the door, kind of a slow progression here on this drive, but moving the ball towards the end zone, now on a third and two from the Red Raider 14. Rufflers not a lot of success on the ground, although they are positive in three out of their last four runs, and that fourth was a zero, so that's much better than earlier in the night when a lot of negatives. Here's Colda breaking through the line, and he's got a Miller first down. Colda down at the 10-yard line. The gain of four will get him a fresh set of downs. It'll either be first. I think it's going to be first and 10 at the 10.25, so they will have an opportunity for a first down if there's room for a football between the first down marker and the goal line. Oh, it's out at the 15, so there certainly will be. Well, no, they marked it closer to the 11. It looks like we'll have a Wagner timeout, so they can get that straight. I'll get my field position straight. We'll be ready for a Rustler possible touchdown. 4:37 to play in the third. Wagner leads 32-14. Take a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Viber Gurley up on Sunshine Bible, 48-0 in the second. We do have Northwestern Hitchcock-Tulare score. It's all Patriots, 50-0. Hitchcock-Tulare leading Northwestern. So that one should be over here with a minute into the third. You know, we had Woonsocket and Weston and Spring Sanborn Central playing tonight. They are on top of Mount Vernon playing 22-0. 3 minutes to play in the third on that one. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by The Mirror. Hopefully a scoreboard update coming here. It's a first and 10 from the 11. Brueggemann the snap, and he's going to run it himself. Right side, he got met at the 10, stood up, and no more positive yardage on that run. Coolman over to make the stop. The gain is about a yard. Second and around nine. .410 to play here. Third quarter. Clock winding as the Rustlers find themselves back down 18. They've got it back to within four. Let Wagner score right before and then right after the break. And now 32-14. Here's Brueggemann from the gun. Colda next to him. A lot of linemen, couple of receivers. Colda launches, or Brueggemann launches back of the end zone and caught for the touchdown. Isaac Hunter's second touchdown grab of the night. The game's eighth score will come with 3:44 to play in the third. Nine-yard pass, Brueggemann to Hunter for the second time tonight. For the third time tonight, Itar Ortega will come on to try the extra point. The hold is down, the kick is up, and well, that would have been good from 20. Extra point good, 32-21. Wagner's lead to 11. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Wagner, 3:44 to play, quarter number three. Miller back to within 11, 32-21. Running back on the third passing touchdown of the night by Jared Brueggemann. Second touchdown catch of the night for Isaac Hunter. Snap to kick left to right here. Rustlers again into the wind here in quarter number three. And we have 3:44 left in the third. They're back to within 11. Run up and a kick here left to right as Rustlers back underway. Kick up the middle. A squib is taking on a couple of hops. Now Bream's going to let it bounce all the way to the 10. Picks it up the 15, the 20, 25, 30. Got a block tripped up at the 30, and that's about it for that run back as they'll mark him down at the 31-yard line. So that's where Wagner will take over. The Red Raiders, so far in this game, I got them down for 21 run plays, 3 pass plays. Canable is 2 for 3, 45 and a touchdown. Jet Breed is 15 carries, 163 yards and 3 scores. And with 3.5 to play in the third, they will get it back with a 32-21 lead. They'll go first and 10 from their own 31. Canable from the gun. One wide each side, a wing left. Breen the handoff. Breen cuts it back, swallowed up. Conkey got a hand on him right away. Spun him around and coming over to finish him off there was, I think, Caleb Sarchik. This one will go for a 1-yard loss. And for Breen, I think that, yeah, that's the first snow. He had a minus 5 right away in the game, but so Breen on the night, 16 for 162 and 3 touchdowns. 2 wide receivers left, 1 right, a wing left, and Breen will again set up in the backfield. It's Gannon Canable from the gun on a 2nd and a long 10 from just inside their own 30. Breen cuts it outside across the 35 and bounced out of bounds around the 37, 38-yard line. Pickup is around 7. Should leave 3rd and around 4 as the Red Raiders go from their own 37-yard line. 2:25 left in the third. Wagner trying to outlast Miller Highmore Herald. Start the season off with a victory here at home. Wagner playing their first couple of games at home. Miller Highmore Herald, 3-game homestand after this roadie to start off the year. Here's Canable from the gun on a 3rd and 4. Again, the Breen handoff. Again, up the middle, and he's going to be right at the marker. In fact, now they've got him across it. So Breen for 5 yards, and that'll move the chains for Wagner, as again, the Red Raiders would be more than happy to just watch that clock wind, maybe trade a score or so, and call it good. First mission, of course, grind some clock, Nice long sustained drive. They'll go first to 10 here, their own 41-yard line. Two receivers to the far side of the field, one to the near side. A wing set up in there, too. It's Knable from the gun with Breen behind him. Fake the handoff to Breen. Knable flushed out, looking to pass. Launches right side. Oh, and the receiver came back towards the line. And then the ball falls just in front of him. So I think if Lotak would have continued to run towards the end zone, I think they would have had that one. Puts Knable at 2 out of 4, 45 yards and a score, and will make it 2nd and 10, Wagner Red Raiders. They'll set up their own 41-yard line. Stops the clock at 1:15 left, quarter number 3. Remember, stay tuned. We'll have a Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report. Get you a final look at that Mirror Family Hair Care scorecard. We know Hitchcock 2 Air 1 big tonight. Woodstock at West Indian Springs, Sanborn Central was up 22-0 in the third on their opponent. Two receivers right, two left. Enable from the gun. They'll give it off to Breen. No, he kept it himself, and he escaped the Hunter tackle. And, boy, that Hunter had him for a big loss. And able to get away there is Knable, and he will pick up about 8. And again, Hunter got through the line quickly and read it right, had Knable, but Knable just got away from him. So the pickup is 8 and will bring us to a 3rd and 2 at the 49. The Red Raiders just shy of midfield. Of course, let's take in all the clock they can afford to with 35 seconds to play here in the third, leading 32-21. Knable will go from the gun on a 3rd and 2. Couple of receivers near side, one far side. They'll go wing right, Breen in the backfield. Clock ticking. Here's the Breen handoff, trying to get it outside. He got away from a tackle as well. He'll get the first down and that some. And now he's gone down the sideline inside the 40, the 35, and the 30. And we'll see where they actually mark him out of bounds. We've got 18 yards on the run and a first down for Wagner. That should close out quarter number 3. 10 ticks here. They'll let that run off. And after three quarters of play, it'll be Wagner 32, Miller Highmore Herald 21. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wagner. Fresh 12 on the board, 32-21. The Wagner Red Raiders, an 11-point advantage. They have just converted on a first down on an 18-yard run by Jet Breen. And, boy, Breen is, he's got to be knocking on the door for 200 at this point. He's already got 3 touchdowns. Red Raiders 1st and 10, the Miller Highmore Herald 38. It'll be Knable from the gun, two receivers left, one right, back to pass, launches over the middle. He's got a man open, beautiful over-the-shoulder grab inside the 10. Carlos Galindo will make a beautiful catch. They'll mark him at the 6. So 26 on the pass play, and the Red Raiders knocking on the door yet again. A 1st and goal from the Rustlers 6. Just underway here in quarter number 4, 32-21. Wagner an 11-point advantage, and going to maybe tack on another here as they are 1st and goal from the 6. Three receivers left, one right. And able to go from the gun with Breen behind him. And Breen will get the handoff right side, and he walks in. So from 6 yards out, Breen's fourth touchdown of the night. Come with 11-12 to play. And now Wagner will look for an extra point. They lead 38-21. The extra point hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. 11-12 to play in the ball game. 39-21 Wagner. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Wagner. 11 minutes, 12 seconds remaining, 39-21. Wagner trying to start off their 2023 campaign with a W here at home. Big W right in the middle of the field right now, looking to pick up a win here at home. And again, a couple on the road. Miller going back home for a couple games after the road game to start the season. This Petrie's run up and the kick coming fresh off the extra point. The Rustlers will let it bounce, taken at the 20 by Colda. Not much there. Tripped up across the 25. I think they'll down him at the 29. Ace Kuhlman over to make the stop as Miller Highmore Herald will take over with 11:07 left and down three scores. So definitely not only able to work quickly offensively, but more importantly, get a stop. And that hasn't been something the Wrestlers have been doing a lot of tonight. Wagner, two scores in the first, two scores in the second, a score in the third, a score in the fourth. Wrestlers had a spurt in the second and then scored once in the third. It'll be Brueggemann from the gun and trips left, two receivers right, empty backfield. Actually, that's not Brueggemann. Quick pass is complete. Holdy Colda on the catch. Gain is two. I'm still not convinced that's Derek Brueggemann, but I don't have my binoculars, and my eyes just don't work like that. All right, it is Brueggemann. How about that? Tried to reverse, and they gave it to Hunter, and Hunter throws for the first down. How about that? Hunter picks up 14. Gentry Harrell on the catch. And again, they just ran a regular reverse, but Hunter, instead of running it, threw it. So they pick up 14. That's a first down. Miller Highmore Harrell with 10 minutes to play, down 39-21. First and 10, their own 45. Brueggemann fakes the handoff, and a pass is incomplete. Trying the quick pass to Caleb Ross. Breaks the streak of five consecutive completions for Derek Brueggemann. Brueggemann up to 20 attempts now. He's 7 of 9 in the second half. Puts him at 11 of 20 in the game. Take a look at all the numbers, of course, in the post-game show. Here is in motion Hunter. And I didn't think that was Brueggemann. Back to pass is number 11. And he's not even on the lineup card. So, all right. Mystery man with the incomplete pass. So the Rustlers again. Yeah, Brueggemann has been replaced. I think it's 11. That number 11. Here he is running out across midfield. Galindo on the tackle. The run is good for about 9 yards. And the Rustlers here on a 4th and 1. From the Wagner 46-yard line. Hold it in the backfield. Two receivers right, one left, and now Wagner offside, but did they get drawn off? We'll see here in a moment. No, I don't think so. The offside's against Wagner, and that will be a first down for Miller. That is the third penalty of the second half on Wagner. 9 penalties, 65 yards in the game, but they definitely have done a much better job in the second half, as have the Rustlers. 5 penalties, 35 yards in the first half. Miller has not been called for one here in the second half. Clock inside at 9 minutes. Rustlers on a 1st and 10 after the penalty. They'll go from the Wagner 40-yard line. And the handoff. Gain of a yard or two for Isaac Hunter. Oh, it looks like they're going to say no gain. As Hunter was that go? Now they'll put him on. Now they'll put him on 2 yards. So a 2nd and 7 for the Rustlers inside the about the 39-yard line of Wagner. Red Raiders lead 39-21, 8:40 to play. Back to pass here. The pass complete to the near side to Colda. Colda got a block and shook a tackle. He's inside the 30 and down to around the 28. Let's see, 11 yards. All right. I guess you're right. It is an 8. My eyes really need to be checked. Here's Brueggemann on the run. It looks like an 11 from up here. So Brueggemann able to get out of bounds, stop the clock, but I think he's going to lose a couple of yards. He's going to lose the 2 that they picked up on the last play. So, again, Brueggemann still at the helm. And let's see, a little confusion here as they're getting the line set. Now Hunter will be a receiver to the right, Hill to the near side. And the snap will draw a flag and a false start against Miller. So that's the first call on them in the second half. 6 penalties, 40 yards in the game against Miller Highmore Herald. This will make a 2nd and 10, a 2nd and 15. And Rustlers again watching that clock go. 7:54 left in the ball game, and Wagner an 18-point lead, 39-21. Russler 3 minutes into this drive and definitely needing to get a score sooner rather than later. Here's Brugham in the snap. He'll pitch to Kolda. Kolda got a block right side, cuts it back in at the 30. The 25 still on his feet, down to around the 22. And he will pick up 10 or 11 yards, but they were 15 yards short of the first down to begin with. An 11-yard gain will make it third and four. Rustlers in Wagner territory, down to the 22. Brugman from the gun, two left, one right. Here's another flag on the snap, and they're going to let it play out, so it must have been somebody offside. Oh, procedure call against Miller, Highmore, Herald. They still let them play the down. He's trying to decline that, but I don't think you can. We'll mark it down to a third and nine as Miller now, after having a penalty free. Oh, they do decline it. Okay. So a false start. They let him play. They lost yards, and now they decline the penalty. So I guess they got a loss of a yard or a couple yards on the play. Back to pass is Brueggemann looking right side. He's got a man open at around the 20. Makes the catch, but they're a couple yards shy of the first down mark. So cold to the catch, but they come up shy of the first down, and the turnover on downs back to Wagner here, and the window of opportunity closing for these Miller Rustlers. 6:55 to play. Wagner, a 39-21 lead. They'll get the ball back at their own 20-yard line. Get a quick timeout here. We'll take one. We'll take a 30. Take a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Wagner's offense back out on the field here as the Red Raiders, an 18-point advantage inside of 7 minutes to play. They have shown no signs of letting up in the second half. 6:55 to play. They'll go first and 10, their own 20. And Abel using every available second, and that's what they will do for the remainder of this one as Green gets the run right side. Pickup is around 2.5, 3 yards for Wagner. Put it down for 3, make it 2nd and 7, just shy of their own 23. More importantly for Wagner, the clock moving. Series Lotto Glass post-game show coming your way. Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. I know Hitchcock Tulare won big tonight. His Wolsey Westington was up. Westington Springs Blue Socket Sanborn Central was leading 22-0 in the third. Of course, we'll take a look at the scores in the post-game show as Breen another first down on a 7-yard carry. As Wagner, the midway point of the fourth quarter, 6 minutes to play here in Wagner. Well, for Miller Highmore Herald, definitely had their chances in this one as they had a nice little run in the second and had a chance to make it a 14-0 run, close out the half, and then get the ball back at halftime. But they let Wagner score, and then Wagner scored again, ran away in the third. They take the handoff to Breen. The gain here is about 4. or Knievel. Remember, South Dakota Sports Saturday, tomorrow. Twins will be on tomorrow night. They got Pittsburgh a 6:10 first pitch, scheduled for 1:10 on Sunday, off Monday, at Milwaukee Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I think off Thursday, taking on the Rangers. Maybe it is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Rangers, of course, next Friday. We'll have Hitchcock Tulare football on the air. And here's Breen ripping off another one. He'll pick up 17 and a penalty, and I'm not sure what the penalty could possibly be. But oh, it's a hold against Wagner. Penalty at the 47-yard line. And we got a Wagner player down, so they'll run out and take a look at him. And the officials will hash everything out on this hold. Breen went for 17, but again, some of them are coming back. Set him back inside the first down marker. Set him up for a second and round two. .438 left in regulation here. And Wagner extends it to three scorers and just try to wind the clock out on that one. Wagner taking their time getting to the line, of course, as they will burn every available second off the clock. They'll set up trips right, one left, Breen in the backfield, Knievel at the helm. 4:20 to play here in Wagner. Low snap, Knievel picks it up off the ground, tries to turn the corner, he got it inside the 35, the 40, 45, 50, cuts it back in across midfield. And finally down at the Miller Highmore Herald 45. Oh, no, they've marked him down at the 48. So a 15-yard run by Knievel. Wagner on the night, by the way, has reached the 10 penalty threshold. 10 penalties, 75 yards. Tonight here against Wagner. Miller, five in the first half and two here in the second half. So the Hankies have been used here tonight in Wagner with 3.5 to play. Red Raiders lead 39-21. And Wagner moving left to right. Here's Knievel, the handoff again. Breen up the middle, picks up around three. Oh, looks like that was Hunter Lokanic on the carry. Either way, a 3-yard gain, and Miller Highmore Herald will take a timeout, and we'll do the same. 3:20 to play in Wagner, 39-21 Red Raiders. We're back in a minute. A 60-second break on 1210 KOKK.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller, or welcome back to Wagner. 3:20 to play here in regulation, 39-21. Wagner up 18. Changing out some personnel as the starters have seen their night about come to a close, at least for Wagner. Here's a flag on the first play with the Wagner backups in. No indication here. Oh, it looks like it's against Wagner because Miller trying to decide if they're going to accept it, and they will decline it. So they'll allow that one to play out and make it 3rd and 7, and now the Rustlers want another timeout. So we'll take another 60. Back in a minute, a 60-second break on 1210 KOKK.
Prostrello Motors in Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Prostrello's will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Prostrello's will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Dakota Sports.
Well, Rustlers declined the penalty to make it 3rd and 7. Wagner going to run right up the middle, pick up about 2, so that'll make it 4th and around 5. Rustlers going to burn their final timeout to stop the clock, and we'll take a quick minute, 60 seconds, back in a minute on 1210 KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Well, Hunter Lochak with a 5-yard run, and I think they're going to bring the chains on. They are. So if they get this first down, there'll be 3 minutes to play. They'll be 1st and 10 at the Miller 38. Otherwise, the Rustlers will take over. Rustlers clinging to something here, down 18 with 3 minutes to play. Will they get the football back right now? They will not. So Wagner with a first down, 3 minutes left, and they'll go 1st and 10 from the Miller 38-yard line. And Wagner trying to close out the first win of the year. Jumped out to an 18-0 lead, and of course that's the difference now as the teams have traded scores since. 3 quick touchdowns, no 2-point conversions or extra points. They led 18-0. Miller scored a couple of times with extra points, make it 18-14, and then a couple scores by Wagner, and it's been 2 scores ever since. And another flag on the play. Procedure against Wagner, their 11th penalty of the night. 11 penalties, 85 yards. Clock winding now, 2:10 to play. Wagner, again, just trying to close out their first victory. They lead 39-21. They are into the reserves, and now the Rustlers are going to get a defensive touchdown. Colda came through on the quarterback, Sogopin, knocked the ball out of his hands, picked it up, and he will run it 55 yards for the touchdown. So the game's 10th touchdown will come with a minute 55 to play. Fumble recovery and 55-yard return for Colby Golda. Miller trying for the extra point. Artar Ortega is 3 for 3 tonight. And with a minute 55 left, Ortega, first of all, will try this extra point, and then we'll decide who's going to try the onside kick. The kick is up, and it is good. 1:55 to play, 39-28 winner, and we'll have an onside kick when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wagner, 39-28. The Red Raider lead down to 11. Miller getting set for what I assume to be an onside kick. Minute 55 to play. Rustlers back to 11. Again, a three-score game, though, so the Rustlers still needing not only one more, but yet another. The onside kick. Well, Knable will fall on top of that. And the Red Raiders will take over at the Miller Highmore Herald 49-yard line. So Wagner now just trying to wind down the clock. They've got Miller out of timeout. Well, it's getting to that point where you need kind of a small miracle to go down here. Clock at a minute 53, 39-28. The Red Raiders lead. Wagner, the backup's in, and they're running back. I don't know if he slipped or if he was told to go down. Oh, I guess they did bring the starters back on. That's Jet Green. He'll lose two on that play, and, of course, winding the clock was their only concern there. We're down to 90 seconds. Gary Zellotto-Glass postgame show coming up. Get your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. We'll wrap up all the numbers from this one. Down to a minute 15. Wagner now in the victory formation as they will take a couple of knees and will pick up a victory in their first home game of the season here. The Wagner Red Raiders are home again next week. They'll host Winter. And then on the road at Mobridge Pollock, at Trip Delmont Armor, Andy Central Dakota Christian, at Sissonon. So two at home, three on the road. Four on the road, actually. They're at Scotland Meadow. They're at Mount Vernon Flank, too. And then finally back to Wagner here in the regular season finale. So three out of their first four at home. And, of course, three out of the final four on the road. And Wagner setting to pick up a win here in their first home game. There's the final knee that should have to be taken. And your final score here tonight is going to be 39-28 Red Raiders. We'll have a Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show coming up. Make sure to stay tuned for that. We'll get you all the numbers or the closest I can get them and get you a scoreboard update here brought to you by the Mirror, and we will sign off from Wagner. Again, your final score here tonight will be the Wagner Red Raiders 39, Miller Highmore Harrell Rustlers 28. Wagner will start the year 1-0. Miller Highmore Harrell will start 0-1. We'll take a four-minute timeout, come back with a Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show. 4 minutes, South Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action News on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir, and welcome back to the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. As the Miller Highmore Harrell Rustlers fall on the road in the season opener, Wagner 39, Miller Highmore Harrell 28. We'll take a look at the scoring summary here. It started early and often for Wagner. They scored with 4:18 to play in the first. That was a 40-yard pass, Gannon Knable to Hunter Lotak. The two-point run failed, and it was 6-0. One more before the end of the first quarter. Wagner with a minute 31 to play in the first. A 32-yard jet green run. The extra point was missed, and after a quarter, it was 12-0 Wagner. Red Raiders would tack on one more before Miller would score with 11:55 to play in the second. An 11-yard Garrett Knable run. He missed the extra point. It was 18-0. And now it was Miller's turn. 15 seconds later, a 61-yard pass. Derek Rubin to Colby Colda put the Rustlers on the board. Itar Ortega would knock down the extra point. His first of four in a row tonight. By the way, Ortega was 4 out of 4 in the extra point department as the Rustlers trailed after that first touchdown, 18-7. Second touchdown came with 5:32 to play in the second. A 12-yard pass, Derek Rubin to Isaac Hunter. Itar Ortega, an extra point was good. It was 18-14. And then Miller would let Wagner score one more before the break with 25 seconds to play in the second. A 6-yard jet green run. The two-point run by Knable was good. And it was 26-14 Wagner at the half. The teams would trade scores in the second half. Wagner first with 9:28 to play in the third. A 29-yard jet green run. The two-point failed, 32-14. Miller's turn with 3:44 to play in the third, a 9-yard pass, Derek Brueggemann to Isaac Hunter. Ortega, his third of four extra points was good. It was 32-21. And it was Wagner's turn with 11:12 to play, a 6-yard jet green run, his fourth of the night. Or actually third, one, two, three, nope, he's got four. Parker Petrie, the extra point was good. It was 39-21. and Miller would tack on one more with a 55-yard fumble recovery return for a touchdown by Colby Kolda. Ortega hit his fourth of four extra point attempts on the night, and that would bring us to our final score of Wagner 39, Miller Highmore Herald 28. Thanks again to Gary Zell Auto Glass. They sponsor our post-game report. Thanks again to our area scoreboard update sponsor, the Mirror Family Hair Care. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call for an appointment. Call Lori at 605-883-HAIR. Call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. Check out the Mirror Family Hair Care. 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Get a hold of Lori or Kylie at the Mirror. We take a look here at the scoreboard update for tonight. We do have, of course, Wagner defeating Miller Highmore Herald here, 39-28. Hitchcock Tuller, a big winner. They blank Northwestern 50-0. Corsica Stickney beat Gabo Wolin tonight 60-30. DeSmet over Castlewood at the moment, 2 minutes to play. DeSmet leading 40-12. Viber Gurley blank Sunshine Bible Academy 54-0. Leola Frederick leading Harriet Selby. Actually, no, Leola Frederick beat Harriet Selby tonight by the final of 26-0. Wolsey Westington blank Iroquois Lake Preston in the season opener 50-0. Smith Castlewood passed that along. Dewbrook blank Thessaline Hendricks. Sure, no, didn't blank him, but they beat him 22-6. Del Rapids St. Mary's a winner in the season opener 38-12. There's a lot more to scores to pass along. I know Howard beat Hanson tonight 26-0, and I know we had a Woonsocket at Westington Springs Sanborn Central score. Yep, they beat Mount Vernon Plankton by the final of 36-8. So that is a check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Huron. More Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show after a 2-minute timeout. We'll come down, break down the individual numbers, and we'll be about ready to sign off in our season opener. Wagner wins at 39-28. More Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show in 2 minutes on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wagner. Gary's Auto Glass last post-game show. Taking a look at the numbers, first of all, for the hometown Wagner Red Raiders. I got him on the ground. Gannon Knable, 9 carries, 54 yards and a touchdown. I got Hunter Lotak, 3 carries, 9 yards. And Jet Bream, wow, what a night. 24 carries, 223 yards, 4 touchdowns and a fumble that he did recover. Again, Bream, 24 for 233 223 and 4 scores. Gannon Knable, 3 of 5 for 71 and a touchdown passing. Hunter Lotak, a catch for 40 and a score. Shea Gelgard, a catch for 5. Carlos Galindo, a catch for 26. Again, 71 through the air. Knable, 3 out of 5 with a touchdown. And somewhere in the neighborhood of probably 280 or 290 on the ground. Did commit a lot of penalties tonight here at home. 11 total penalties, 85 yards. But the most important statistic, of course, is Wagner Red Raiders are 1-0 as they get a 39-28 win over Miller Highmore Herald. For the Rustlers, the opposite story. Not a lot of yards to be had on the ground here tonight for the Rustlers. Brueggemann coming in 9, 10, 11, 12 carries for right around 30 yards. Colda didn't really have much of a second half. Let's see, 2 for 7, 3 for 15, 4 for a dozen. So, yeah, 9 for around 20 on the game for Colda, as Miller just couldn't get anything going on the ground. Did have some success in the air. Brueggemann was 13 of 23 for 3 touchdowns and an interception. He threw for 211 yards. Isaac Hunter had 4 catches for 49 and a couple of scores. Colby Colda, a catch for 61 and a score. Kellen Hurd, a catch for 43. So again, the Miller Rustlers tonight, they're Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers, fall to 0-1. They did commit 6 penalties, 40 total yards on the penalties. So that's your individual numbers and your scoreboard and your post-game report. We will take one final 60-second break, and then we'll come back and wrap it up from Wagner on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wagner. Gary Zellotto's last post-game report. One final check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror. 35 4th Street Southeast downtown Huron. They do accept walk-ins or for an appointment, call Lori at 883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Final second of the scoreboard. Hitchcock Tulare, a big win tonight over Northwestern in defense of the 9B title in their season opener. Hitchcock Tulare 50, Northwestern nothing. Stanley County beats Sully Buttes tonight 42-20. DeSmet a winner over Castlewood by the final of 40-12. We did have Wolsey Westington getting a big win. They beat Iroquois Lake Preston tonight by the final of 50-0. I know Sunshine Bible Academy got beat. And Woodstock and Westwood Springs Sanborn Central picks up a win in their season opener as they defeat Mount Vernon Plankinton at home by the final of 36-8. Again, thanks to the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us our scoreboard updates. Thanks to Gary Zellotto-Glass for bringing us our post-game report. Thanks to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. They bring us the reading of the officials. And also, of course, thanks to Nathaniel, our engineer back at the studio. Thanks to all the listeners tonight, and thanks to all our great sponsors. We will thank them here in the post-game billboard. Coming up for Dakota Sports, we will have some Dakota Sports Saturday tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. We'll have Minnesota Twins baseball on tomorrow. They'll play Philadelphia tomorrow night at 6:05, it says here, first pitch. No, 5:05 tomorrow, and they will play at noon on Sunday, of course. They're off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, hosting Detroit. We'll be back at it here for Dakota Sports next Friday. Oh, I had the wrong week. But anyway, Falkton at Hitchcock Tulare is our next game. The Twins do play Pittsburgh tomorrow, 6:10, 1:10 on Sunday. They are off Monday. They do play Milwaukee Tuesday and Wednesday. And again, we're back at it next Friday. Falkton and Hitchcock Tulare also next Friday. The Huron Tigers start their season as they host T at Tiger Stadium. So tune in tomorrow morning. Duffy will have all the scores. And, of course, Dakota Sports Saturday. He'll be back Monday as well with the Morning Mets. I'll be back on KOKK Monday afternoon from 1 until 4 p.m. Of course, next Friday with Hitchcock Tulare as they picked up a big win here tonight. Miller Highmore Herald on the losing end of a 39-28 decision here at Wagner. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Thanks so much to our area sports backers, Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Washington, Estralo Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. As we mentioned, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, brings us the reading of the officials. Carrie Zalato Glass brings us our post-game report. Samira Family Hair Care does our scoreboard update. Miller sponsors Coleman Biersbach and Anderson CPA, American Family Insurance, the Miller in Huron, and Miller Pump and Pack. And Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers hit the road for the season opener and fall to Wagner at Wagner by the final. Red Raiders 39, Rustlers 28. You'll have all the sports tomorrow morning. I'm back next Friday with Dakota Sports and next Monday on these airwaves here on KOKK. Again, your final, Wagner 39, Miller Highmore Herald 28. For Nathaniel back in the studio, for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.